This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories over the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, let's start with the top Inland Empire story of the week. Obviously, the case of the 13 children, who some of them not even children anymore, who were apparently imprisoned by their parents in their Paris home.
You know, this case has attracted attention from all over the world. Journalists from New Zealand, Australia, everywhere have come. This is really a tragic case. The parents, as you've reported, are being charged with abusing these 13 children who were found with stunted growth from long-term malnutrition. The experts say this is not something that can develop suddenly for people who are in their 20s to look like they're in their teens or younger. The Riverside County Department of Public Social Services has said it will go to court for the authorization to oversee their care. The six younger children who are under 18 are at the Riverside County Hospital in Moreno Valley, and the seven who are over 17 years old are at the Corona Regional Medical Center. They're being held together in a secure area. The experts are also telling the media that when people have suffered long-time deprivation like this, that it will require long-term psychological help for them to recover. The family, interestingly, never came to the attention of authorities. There was never a complaint to Child Protective Services.
They rarely came to the attention of neighbors, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the family was rarely seen. They said when they did see the children or the young adults outside, they seemed startled that the neighbor spoke to them and didn't respond.
Another issue that I know the Press Enterprise has already said that it's going to continue exploring is this aspect of this so-called school that was established in this home. I'm assuming that there are still truancy laws in California, that children are required to go to school of some kind. But the fact that the State Department of Education has no regulatory or even documentational authority over these homeschools is becoming an issue now.
Well, right. It turns out that homeschooling and private schools have broad latitude to operate as they see fit without any monitoring or even an inspection by the State Department of Education. Now, Assemblyman Jose Medina of Riverside, and by the way, he was a teacher in the Riverside Unified School District and was on the school board in Jurupa, a unified school district, as well as Riverside Community College District trustee, and he chairs the Assembly Higher Education Committee. He has said he's going to put together legislation that will create more oversight of private schools and homeschooling so nothing like this can happen again.
It's going to be a difficult and perhaps a litigious issue in the future, because if a homeschool is a religious school, then you're going to start getting into First Amendment issues. And so we could be seeing this as an issue for a long time.
Well, I'm sure that's something that has been taken into account. Maybe that's why the State Department of Education did not have authority to monitor or inspect private schools, was because, and incidentally, the latest reporting says that this school did register as a religious school. So maybe that's one of the issues, giving them latitude to teach as they see fit.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a heavy lift by the California legislature as they explore this issue. Next, an Inland Empire assemblywoman who defeated an incumbent Democrat in 2016 is now being challenged in her reelection by the woman she unseated.
That's right. And this is Eloise Gomez Reyes. She was elected in November of 2016. She unseated Cheryl Brown, who served in the assembly from 2012 through 2016. And now, just this Sunday, Cheryl Brown announced that she's going to challenge Reyes to try to win her seat back. Brown is known as a moderate Democrat. Gomez Reyes is more progressive. Brown became kind of a target for a vote she cast against requiring reductions in petroleum use to fight climate change. In fact, she became known as Chevron Cheryl because she got so much much support from the oil and gas industries. And this was a very expensive re-election bid that she lost. One of the papers reported that she received more than $6 million in spending, independent expenditures by the oil and gas industry, largely to benefit her campaign, whereas Reyes got most of her support from labor and environmental groups.
Yeah, I always wanted some student researcher at one of the colleges around here to look at the case of that district, because Sherrod Brown did have a lot of money, and yet she lost her reelection. And this might have been a case where, in a small local district where money is not as effective as organization, depending upon the dynamic in the district.
Well, the other thing that was interesting about that race is that it pitted two Democrats against each other. It's unusual for a Democrat like Reyes to challenge a sitting Democrat, in particular Sherrod Brown. Sherrod Brown and her husband, Hardy Brown, are very well known in the district. They've been very active with local community organizations, and the Browns own a local community newspaper.
And finally, the list of 20 cities that are still on Amazon's list for potential headquarters 2 was released this week. And Moreno Valley is not on it, Cassie.
Well, Moreno Valley had a little bit of a snafu. Amazon pitted cities and counties against each other, compete with each other for this new gigantic headquarters, 50,000 jobs, $5 billion investment. 238 cities and counties vied for that headquarters. As you say, there's now a list of 20, looks like mostly big cities. Mm-hmm. Moreno Valley kind of thought they had a clever idea for how to attract attention from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post. They put together a replica Washington Post newspaper with the headline, Moreno Valley, California wins Amazon headquarters 2 project in epic battle of cities. Well, Washington Post apparently did not have quite a good sense of humor, and their lawyer wrote a cease and desist letter accusing the city of trademark infringement. So the city had to quickly scramble and collect up all those replica newspapers and take them down off their Facebook page and off the walls of City Hall, and promise Amazon they're not going to do that again.
Moreno Valley did fake news, Cassie? Is that what we're saying here?
That's what we're saying, Ken.
Well, what didn't get them on the list of the last 20 cities? Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. The segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.